All right, here we go on Boots and Salutes, and you can start things off this morning. Go ahead.
Hello. This isn't either a boot or a salute. It's a question wanting to ask other people if they have this problem. Has anybody not received their income? They've got their assessment on their income tax, but they've never received their payments for 2016 or 2017?
Hmm. Yeah, I would be pursuing that. That doesn't sound good.
I have phoned them, or my accountant has phoned them over a dozen times or more, and they keep giving them a date, but it never comes.
All right, well, we'll throw that one out there. If anybody has any stories they can relate, give us a call.
No kidding. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. On that note, though, I did get an email just moments ago. From CRA, apparently I've got a refund.
Well, isn't that ever awesome? And I bet you just click on a little link and provide some information, and boom, that money is in your account in no time.
I can't wait to find out how big that refund is.
Yeah, well, you know, CRA e-transfers, don't listen to anything we're saying, ladies and gentlemen. That's just a complete bogus.
Yes, that's don't do it.
Hey?
Yeah.
And it amazes me. And people are doing it because it continues to happen. So the spammers are having some success, which is the frightening part. But CRA doesn't work that way. They don't email you money.
Yeah, no, that's right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, what are you talking about, CRA? I've been fighting for 17 months. Only one person had half a brain. The rest didn't have any. Thank you.
All right. And back to that email scam. It is totally a scam, but I did read something this morning that they may have pinpointed where it's coming from.
Really?
There is a possibility that they know where it's coming from.
Is this a Nigerian prince?
No, I don't believe that, but apparently they've figured out and traced this back to an area.
Okay, well, let's go make that stop. The other thing that's happening a lot too is SaskTel. You'll get a text claiming that you were overcharged, and SaskTel would like to issue you a refund, and all you have to do is click on this link. That's not the way SaskTel works either.
No.
If it looks too good to be true, it is.
Yeah,
go with that one.
That, yeah.
Irma Blombeck was right.
Yep. Good morning, CJWW.
Good morning. I'm going to traffic this morning, guys. I'd like to give a great big size 12 boot to these guys that are in traffic. It's heavy traffic, and then there'll be a couple guys on each side that are dawdling there at 35 miles or kilometers an hour instead of following the traffic. And also the guys that don't know what the stop sign means. They don't stop, they just slow down and they go through. So big boot to those two. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
A small boot for your station. I really miss the old jingles you guys had.
Okay.
You know, back to the traffic just for a moment, too, is at a red light, you still can't text. I saw a woman doing this yesterday, and she was holding up traffic because I know that she was glancing up and down every once in a while to see if the light was turning green, and then when it did turn green, she was obviously somewhere in the middle of her text, and I thought, yeah, you know what, that's not legal either.
Yep.
Like, if you're a red light stop, that's not cool.
You're still driving.
That's right, pull over.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'm going to piggyback onto what you were talking about with them knowing where these CRA scams are coming from. And I'll add to where it is coming from. It's Mumbai, India, according to the CBC. And I'd like to boot the RCMP for not reaching out to the Mumbai, India police, who have said the RCMP have never contacted them. And if they would just contact them, they'd be more than willing to get involved and shut this down. So let's get on the RCMP's backside.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I want to boot any trucker out there who thinks they don't have to stop at a stop sign. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning, yes. Please consult help if you have a PST or suicide. That operation in the House of Commons by the Conservatives yesterday was appalling.
Okay. 306-938-0600, toll-free, 1-800-667-3727. If there's anything that you would like to get off your chest or speak it to this morning before we get to the long weekend. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Actually, I have a bit of a question of you guys. We live out in the country, and for the past so many years, We're 60, 70 miles out. And the FM stations do not broadcast very well out here. And we sure miss the riders, the rush, all that kind of stuff that's on FM. We don't get to listen anymore.
What's an FM station? No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? give the riders a call. Give the riders a call. Let them know that you're missing the games because your favorite station is 600 CJWW and they're not on there.
There you go. Yeah, I kind of miss it on the AM channels.
Give them a call. Let them know. Good morning.
I need to salute my wife this morning. Awfully cold morning, and she surprised me jumping in the shower this morning.
Awesome. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. To that caller that was talking about the House of Commons yesterday, what was really disgusting was watching a prime minister that would not answer any questions on why a murderer who never served in the Army is receiving benefits from the military. Now, that was disgusting. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
I'd like to give a boot to the CRA myself concerning that lady. We've been waiting for our income tax return, and they keep giving us a date, and it never comes.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to boot the railroad crossings in Saskatchewan. They're so rough. How come they don't make them like they do in other provinces? Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Hey, by the way, you made a reference to the long weekend. What weekend are you talking about?
I'm talking about Thanksgiving. I'm like, really?
You're 2 weeks ahead.
I know.
I like your attitude. I really do.
Thanks.
But you scared me.
Well, you know, I try.
Okay.
I try. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Sorry, lost yet. That's probably going to do it for this Friday morning. Of course, our bidding $1,200 right now for an autographed Keith Urban guitar with two tickets for the show tonight at SaskTel Center.
And all the money going to the Children's Wish Foundation.
You bet you get your bids in. They close at 9 o'clock this morning. Coming up after 8, the Sask Melt Cash Cow getting ready. We've also got legendary country from Pam Tillis in Alabama. They will drop by. We're heading to Hollywood. We've got birthdays, anniversaries. Jam-packed Friday morning with the Moo Crew right here on CJWW. Boots and Salutes today, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.